Video, developing large aerospace parts with additive manufacturing. Metal additive manufacturing, AM, is an amazing technology with tremendous potential, but the most significant strike against it has been its inability to produce large parts. In the video above, we look at how larger aerospace parts are being developed with metal additive manufacturing at companies like Incadema 3D. James Hockey, Director of Business Development at Incadema 3D, demonstrates the capabilities of a 3D printed part developed with the single laser EOS M400 machine in a 16x16x16 build volume. The part is aluminum and probably weighs about 12 to 13 pounds and is fully dense off the top of the plate, but is hollow, Hockey explained. Hockey argues that cost savings are there for the taking with metal AM, via the reduction of required material and subsequent material waste. This is one of the reasons the technology is gaining popularity, and more customers are approaching Incadema 3D with additive-ready design concepts. A lot of people are bringing us parts that are designed for conventional processes, but more are now bringing designs for additive. These designs are great for features where you're changing whole shapes, so you can build these parts in the layer process, as opposed to doing any secondary operations afterwards. Incadema 3D works with materials including Inconel, stainless steel, titanium, cobalt chrome and haste alloy, with a speciality in aerospace applications. We have parts that are currently being test-fired by NASA and companies like Aerojet, Hockey added. Aerospace is grabbing this technology because it is difficult to make a lot of the parts in casting or anything in assembly, he continued. Once they get into multiple pieces and they're doing ultrasonic welding, they want to get away from that, redesign and use additives so they can build these parts holistically in one piece. For more information, visit the Incadema 3D website.